Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Deontay, how are your kids?
If you had asked me this question a couple of weeks ago, I probably would have said not great.
Okay.
But we have turned a corner.
Why?
Miles is eight. Mm-hmm. He's always been kind of an anxious kid.
That's the middle one, right?
That's the middle one. And he is the poster boy for middle child. Middle child syndrome, woe is me. He doesn't get, Sydney gets everything because she's the girl. Jude gets everything because he's the baby. It's just, he lives the middle. He is the middlest child that ever did middle.
Oh.
Just, that's who he is. But he's always been kind of anxious. And that, it's weird. Like, I know people who struggle with anxiety and they wake up in the morning and the whole, just the idea of taking on the day is too much.
Like dying in the shower.
There you go. Miles's anxiety seems to be more situational, and it's something will happen and he feels overwhelmed, or it's Sydney's yelling at him and he can't take it.
So something actually happens and overwhelms him, not worrying about something happening.
Well, and sometimes it's the worry thing, but that seems to not be as big of an issue as going into a situation.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes worried about specific situations, or so it's things like that. And he's always been kind of scary. So we just watched Harry Potter, the very first Harry Potter movie.
Uh-huh.
2 months ago, because he was scared of wizards. He doesn't like scary movies. It's things like that.
Uh-huh.
So over the last couple of weeks, things had gotten really bad to the point where he was scared to go to sleep, but he couldn't tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he was scared of anything specific, but he was worried.
Okay.
Or concerned, but he couldn't
verbalize it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He couldn't verbalize it. And it would be, or he and Sydney would start to fight and she would yell at him and he would get really upset to the point where, you know, he's clenching his hands and he's crying and you can just look at him and tell he's really, really overwhelmed. And
right.
It would take me, you know, it could be an hour to talk him down.
Yeah.
He would do homework and he would have one question that he didn't understand and he would just completely lose it. And he's not a kid who struggles with grades. He's really smart. He understands things really well. He learns things quickly. So it didn't really make sense that one question would kind of
set him off. Yeah.
So I'm trying all these different things. Go to your happy place. We've tried essential oils. We've tried praying. We've tried music, and just nothing seemed to work. So I had previously done some research about CBD oil.
What is this?
It's cannabis oil.
Oh.
So there are two compounds that make up marijuana, CBD and THC.
Uh-huh.
THC is the part that gives you the high.
Okay.
That gives you the munchies and makes you feel whatever marijuana makes you
feel. Okay, what is this again? CBD?
Yes.
Okay, I'm making a note.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
CBD oil. So there's all of these things that CBD oil is, people are using it for. People use it for their pets that have anxiety. They use it for anxiety in people. They use it for ADHD, their depression. There are all these things that, you know, people have been using it for.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it's not one of those things that's FDA approved and blah, blah, blah. But it is now legal because the THC is the illegal part. So a few weeks ago, Miles started having these anxiety attacks every day.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes two or three times a day. And it's weird because he doesn't have them when he's at school or when he's doing extracurricular activities. He's great.
Uh-huh.
But I think when he has downtime and his mind kind of has time to wander,
mm-hmm.
that's when he struggles. And a couple of times he woke up in the middle of the night and had an anxiety attack.
Uh-huh.
And just, it was, his anxiety triggers my anxiety and my anxiety presents as rage, which is not great when you're dealing with an anxious kid.
Uh-huh.
So we had to do something. So I asked on a local mom board.
Uh-huh.
And there is a little shop near our house that sells the CBD oil. It is a CBD oil shop.
Oh, wow. I'm reading about it right now while you're.
So I go over to the shop And I'm 30 minutes away from having to pick up Jude from school. And I bust in there and she's like, hi, how can I? She's the sweetest woman. Uh-huh. Hi, how can I help you? I need the oil. You don't have to sell me on it. I'm there. I just need to know what I need to get. So she gives me this little container, you know, tube or whatever of the oil. And then also gummies.
Right.
Again, just the CBD gummies, not like the marijuana gummies.
Right.
So she tells me how much to give him. She says, give it to him in the morning and then at dinner time and then give him half of the gummy at bedtime.
Okay.
Okay. So he gets home from school that day. I give it to him. I can kind of see some changes in the evening. He's a little, he's still anxious, but it's not to the point where he can't handle it or to the part where I can't talk him through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. He takes the gummy. He's still anxious. He still kind of has an anxiety attack. But instead of it taking an hour to talk him down, it takes him 15 minutes. It takes me 15 minutes. He goes to sleep. We're good. The next morning, we take it. We don't usually have a lot of issues in the morning, but okay, we're great. We take it again that evening, which was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, I'm already seeing like major changes. So normally he comes home, if Sydney yells at him, he gets upset. Or if I tell him, you need to make sure you've done this, you've done this, and you've done this, it's too much for him. And he starts to get frustrated, or he responds with, I am. He did everything he needed to do. No problems.
Wow.
Okay. We go through the weekend. No major meltdowns at all.
Really?
None. It's almost hard to explain because you almost have to see him to see the difference, to know how he was before and how he was after. But just calmer. Things don't stress him out as much. If I would, he would ask if he could go see a friend. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, no, not today. Or he would get real upset about it, almost to the point where it's irrational. Like you're irrationally upset that you can't go down the street to see your buddy. I'm like, not today. We've got some other stuff. You're going to see everybody tomorrow. He was like, okay. And he was bummed about it, but he didn't freak out about it and take it personally.
Okay.
Like he normally does. Hey, can you help? We need to clean the playroom. Can you guys clean the playroom? Okay. Usually it's a, I didn't make the mess and why do I have to? And he takes it personally, like I'm forcing him.
Yeah,
like a personal attack. Clean the playroom. I asked him to help Jude clean his room, clean the.
Wow.
So the big thing was going to be homework. So they get homework on a Monday. It's due on Thursday. We try to knock everything out on Monday so that we don't have to, you know, drag it on. And again, he doesn't struggle with homework. It doesn't normally take more than about 10 or 15 minutes. But if there's one thing that he has to think about too much or it doesn't come as easily, he starts to get stressed out. And so he was doing his homework and he came up to two problems that he couldn't get through. I could see him kind of starting to stress. And I said, buddy, it's take a minute. Take a minute, leave it there, go get a drink or a snack, and then come back to it. Well, I had to leave to take Sydney to dance. And on the way back, her dance studio is literally 5 minutes away. So I drop her off. I'm on the way back. He calls me. He said, Mom, I've gotten to these two problems and I can't do them. I don't know what. I said, bud, I'll be home in 5 minutes. Just take a break. Go watch TV with your brother for a minute. I'll be back and then we'll finish it. Okay. I can tell he's a little stressed. We get back. He sits down to do the homework. He asks me a question. I answer it. He's done.
Really?
Done. And there was no major meltdown. There was no crying. There was no screaming. And normally that's what it evolves into. Over one little thing will set him off and it explodes.
Right. I'm fascinated by
this. I mean, I'm blown away. And I am by no means a medical professional. You know, if this is something you want to try, you need to talk to your doctor. Don't just go off it because I said it, but I am completely blown away.
Okay, now you say you give him a half of a gummy at dinner or bedtime.
Bedtime.
And then what is the other stuff, oils that you measure out that so he swallows?
It's flavored. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they had three or four different flavors. So I just put enough juice in a cup. It's almost like a shot.
Uh-huh.
Enough to fill a shot glass. I drop the oil in there. He swigs it. We're done.
Okay.
And right now we're doing, I think she told me it's 0.25 milliliters. So it's really, it's not almost much. Just like a dropper.
Right.
Not even a full dropper. It's just like a drop.
Right.
In the morning, in the evening, and then we're doing half a gummy and that's it. And it's like him 3 years ago.
Okay. I'm really interested in this because my sister has actually been taking Jake to a behavioral therapist just to see, because since he's had his little brother around, he's really been struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's only three, he can't really verbalize what's going on.
Right.
He just acts out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a problem. Mm-hmm. And so he's been to the behavioral play therapist lady. And I'm wondering if something like this might help him.
It might. I don't know.
Because he has separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mama's boy. Yeah. So he has all the anxieties that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of CBD. Is that what it is?
CBD oil.
And you can only get it at a oil place?
Some health stores carry it.
Okay.
I know you can buy it online, but if I would be wary to buy it online because you don't necessarily know what you're getting, at least if you're going to a store, you know, they're buying it from a reputable supplier.
Right.
So, but I know they have it. Some of the health food stores carry it. And I know some health food stores have like nutritionists and people on staff there that you can talk to about it.
Right.
But the place I went to was a specific, I mean, I'm sure you could Google and find somewhere close to you.
Is it like what would I Google? Pot store?
No, just a CBD oil.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're not in a state that sells pot legally. So, and the CBD oil is legal because it's not it doesn't have the compound that gets you high.
The THC.
Yeah.
See, I've always wondered about that. I could be a CBD oil dealer. I've never known how people who do drugs, because I've never done it, so I've never bought anything.
Uh-huh.
How do you know who to buy it from?
I have no idea.
Do you ask around? Like, how does that even work?
I always wonder that too. They're like, let me reach out to my dealer. Well, how'd you find your dealer? Are they listed? Do you Google them? I don't know how that works.
And you know what else? And this is completely random. I'm sorry. I think I need to up my dosage on my ADD stuff, because my brain,
or
I cannot sleep at
CBD
night.
Oil.
I can't sleep and my brain, I can't keep a thought. But and then I just forgot what I was going to tell you about while I was telling you how my brain works. Shameless.
About the dealer.
Dealer.
How do you find a dealer? Oh, man.
That's so frustrating. Anyway, it was a good thought. It was very compelling. I promise you it was great.
Well,
but I forgot it.
So here's the deal. So we've been doing the CBD oil. It's working. I'm going to try it for my ADD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was taking the Vyvanse.
That's what I take now.
To help me kind of stay focused and get plow through, which is, I'm totally the look squirrel.
Yeah.
20 tabs open. I can't get through one task at a time. Well, with my insurance plan, the Vyvanse is really, really expensive.
You've got to get the coupon.
With the coupon.
Okay.
Super expensive.
Okay, yeah, it is crazy.
So I just decided it wasn't worth it. I've made it this long in life without it. Uh-huh. I'll figure out how to plow through. But I have so much on my plate now. I'm struggling to get everything done because I can't complete one task. I have to do 20. Mm-hmm. And so I'm never completely as efficient as I need to be. So I am going to try the CBD oil to see if it helps with my ADD.
Is it expensive?
It's not cheap.
Okay.
The bottle that I got was, it's 30 milliliters and it was $60. But for him, I'm only using 0.25.
Right, so that's a lot of doses.
Yeah, that's going to last us a long time. Because I'm bigger, I'm going to need more.
Hold on, that's like 120 doses if my math is right. 0.25 times 4 is 1. So we would multiply 4 times 30, which is 120. So yes, 120 doses is what I've chosen.
Right. But for me, I would probably need one full milliliter.
Right.
Maybe a day. I don't know. I need to check with my CBD oil lady and
your
see
dealer.
What she recommends. Yeah, my dealer.
Your CBD dealer.
The one that I Googled.
Okay.
But $60 for a month is still way cheaper than what I was paying for the Vyvanse.
And what you're natural. Getting out of it, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah. So if I can get the effects and not have to put in some kind of chemical compound that's built in a lab and...
Right.
I'm hoping it works.
Okay. Well, you got to let me know.
I will keep you updated.
I'm going to tell my sister about this stuff.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I'm going to completely put it on you.
Yeah. Well, and I know that your sister does like a lot of natural stuff too.
Yeah,
so
she's
this
very
may be something
granola.
That she's really into.
Very granola.
So that may work for her.
All right. CBD oil. Find a dealer near you.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.